our next guest, she's soon going to have some of these problems trying to figure out what's going to happen with her new employer down in Seattle. She is the great Cammy Granato, Olympic champion and Hockey Hall of Famer, and recently announced as a pro scout for the new Seattle NHL franchise, the first ever female pro scout announced by an NHL team. Big week for her. She's busy. She takes some time to join us now. How are you, Cammy?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
We're awesome. And, hey, listen, we're excited. We're proud of you. It's awesome news. Just tell us about the process. I know you had commented this week that not your first opportunity to get back into the NHL or back into hockey, but why now? Like, why does the timing work? Why does the job work?
The timing works based for family reasons. My kids were young and I had opportunities when they were babies. And then as they started to grow, I just had to turn some things down based on, the fact that my husband Ray is always away during the hockey year and just didn't want to have both of us away. So, this, now the boys are older. And then another reason is I don't have to travel for this, very much. Most of the games I do are right here, in Vancouver at the Canucks games. And thirdly, it's an amazing organization to be a part of. Just something really special about the group of people that they already have and the vision so far and just their philosophy is really refreshing. So it all fit really well, and it's I'm really excited to be a part of it.
Not sure this Ray chum you speak of is, but we'll get to that later.
Yeah, he should retire is what he should do.
Cammy,
he'd love to do that.
I'm sure he would. I want to ask you about what you said about the Seattle organization, because I know you well enough to know that you always have people knocking on the door and offering you different opportunities, but you sense something special is going on in Seattle. What is it that struck a chord with you?
Well, I know the Liowickis. Tim Liowicki hired me in L.A. to be a female broadcaster there, and I was only the second woman at the time to do radio, so he was kind of above the curve as far as just looking at things from a different perspective and feeling like I was totally good for the job. And he really was good to me there, really good to me. And his brother Todd is the man behind the Seattle team. And the Liowickis are just everything they do. It's always a great organization. So that paired with Ronnie Francis, who you can't find a person that says one bad thing about him. He's just a stand up guy. The fact that the club has hired has a very diverse group of people. A lot of women also are in that organization already hired. And so I think just the people and the excitement for the new arena and what's to come down there. It's going to be really special, and I'm happy that I'm a part of it.
Cammy Granato, Hockey Hall of Famer, now female pro scout, I should just say, with the NHL Seattle franchise. He joins us here on Sportsnet 650. I say that, Cammy, because that was the headline, and you knew that would be the headline when you accepted this position. First female to get a pro scouting job in the NHL, and you've been first for a lot of things along the way. Do you feel an obligation to accept some of these offers simply to be a trailblazer?
You know, it's a really good question, Scotty. I think over the years, I've certainly felt that pressure. And I think my family, my brothers and sisters, my parents were really trying to push me to take some of these roles I had in the past when my kids were little. Like, I had to turn down the Olympic job with NBC a couple times based on the fact that I just logistically couldn't work it out, because Ray was working them as well, to get over there and work. And it was hard for me to say no, not only for, myself, but for what you're saying, for the positions that were being offered, they just don't always come our way as a female. But I mean, I didn't realize the impact I would on it, to be honest, of the story that would be when it came out. I didn't really realize the impact and the magnitude of it, but I'm proud and I'm humbled. And if it can help other organizations sort of understand that women are qualified for these jobs, and it's not like they're, it's just me. They've been qualified over the years. They just haven't had the opportunity. So I'm really thankful that Seattle could have that vision to understand that, that's possible.
The knowledge of the game and the intricacies of the game never goes away. But do you feel like you have some work to do to get up to speed, and you have a while, I suppose, until the Seattle team hits the ice, but you'll be scouting before then. Could you be ready to go tomorrow in this capacity, or what do you have to do to prepare for the new role, Cammy?
You know, the only preparation really is the experience of it when I'm starting is the filing of the reports and how to file the reports, how to actually scout more than, you know, one player at a time. You know, when I usually watch hockey, it's natural for me to look at players and analyze players and mm-hmm. and kind of, you know, I don't know, just see what their strengths and weaknesses are. Ray and I debate it all the time. It's just what we do. And I've been around hockey enough where I don't feel like I have to force that. And I know talking to Ronnie, it's like he doesn't really want us to tell him what we think he wants to hear. He wants us to tell him, you know, what we think. And he really, really values our opinion. And I feel really confident in that because I know hockey. And that's, you know, second nature to me. It's been around since I could walk. And I've seen my brothers, and I've played at high levels. My brothers have played at high levels, coached at high levels. Ray's, you know, bringing hockey to us like every single day because we've got to watch games. And so I feel confident in that way. The learning curve is going to be in the reporting and actually how to file reports. That's probably going to take me a little while, and just even how to word things. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to the experience of it. And I feel like the culture that they've created already we've met just via conference call a couple days ago, and just the culture already just seems really positive and just sort of a big unit that we just can all work together. So I'm excited for that.
So is it like when you get named president, in theory, you probably know, you know, Area 51 and who shot JFK and all that kind of stuff. Do you know the name? Is that, you don't have to tell us, but do you know what the team is going to be called?
Everyone's asking me that. No. If I knew, I wouldn't be able to tell you anyway.
Well, I know, but I just don't want to know how it works.
No, there is no name yet. I don't think they would trust me to tell people that right now.
You'd let it slip to the kids, and then it's all over.
Yeah. No, they're gonna announce that in January or late. They said early New Year it'll be out. But I know they did have a vote with some of the, you know, members of the city. So I think they're getting the people involved, which is really, I think, a great idea. So hopefully soon enough.
The Seattle Granados it is. Cammy Granato joining us here on Sportsnet 650, fresh off her new hire with the NHL Seattle organization. As I said, you've been offered so many opportunities in the past. People interview you. What questions did you have about this role going into it?
First of all, it was more about the fit first. It was more about, okay, is this a job that's going to work? I had a good feeling just because it's local and, you know, being able to scout here. But it was more about that. And then I just talked with Ron about, you know, how the process works and what the expectations are. And really right now, our biggest goal, our biggest focus will be for the expansion draft, because really we can't trade for players. We can't buy players out in the first year. So it's basically how are we going to get prepared for the expansion draft? And for me, that's nice to start that way, because the focus is solely on that. So we are looking at, you know, making sure that the team starts off on the right foot and find the right players. And that's really, you know, that's what I'm really looking forward to, is that part of it. But, you know, the other part is hockey. Hockey is hockey. So it's just, it's more the computer stuff that I think for me, and in the wording of things. And it'll be fun.
Do you like where the game is trending right now? And what traits do you look for when you're evaluating players in today's NHL?
You know, I tend to go for the type of players that play similar to the way I like to play, like more offensive. I like watching players with, you know, the high hockey IQ, and I'm a huge fan of that. So I think, and I also love puck moving defensemen, because that's what I like to play with, is puck moving defensemen. But I think, you know, I'll have to watch other players as well, third, fourth line players, just as closely. And so I think, I don't know if I answered your question, because I'm getting off on a tangent, but that's the type of player that I like to watch. And I'll just have to pay more attention now to the other stuff, you know, there's a lot of talk about zone entry with analytics, and there's a lot of talk about, you know, different terms that have evolved and now in, you know, today's game. So I think that, to me, that's going to be the most interesting part, is to see what Seattle's philosophy is on analytics versus the human eye and how it all plays together. And I'm sure I'll be enlightened for stuff I don't, because I never learned the analytics part. It was never around when I played.